We're live from the Poorhouse in Springfield. It is a Coors Light Frost Brew Friday on a Thursday. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshment made to chill. We'll lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. Why, you ask? Well, because we wrap Crunch Time on a Thursday with this, the lightning round.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
It's another Thursday lightning round. Yes, ALDS game 5 is coming round. How come all the home teams are going down? Let's keep it going for this lightning round. Go Rays.
Man, that's pretty solid for a remote sing-along there. So I'll give you an A- on that. I don't know how I feel about your journalistic credibilities kind of getting tossed aside by openly rooting for teams because it's a way to make your team better in their next matchup. But oh, okay, whatever. We can give it to you.
I'm in. I'm all in.
All right, let's start with the lightning round. What is there to make of the Dodgers? They won the NL West 7 years in a row, made the NLCS 3 straight years, lost in the World Series the last 2 years, lost to the last World Series champions, and they won 106 games. And then last night, they lost to a cursed franchise that had never won a playoff series, actual series, since they had lived in another country or they were a different team. Clayton Kershaw was asked to come in relief and went full playoff Kershaw rather than Cy Young MVP Kershaw. Dave Roberts was stuck in a lose-lose between using him and taking him out. He mismanaged the rest of his bullpen and watched as his team give up a grand slam in the 10th. There were already calls to get Roberts out after back-to-back World Series losses, and getting eliminated in the divisional round for the first time as Dodgers manager and the first time for LA since 2015, not looking so good. In one pitch, things went from incredibly optimistic to the world is falling apart in LA. What percent chance do you give the Dodgers firing Dave Roberts?
First of all, the Dodgers are going to come back next year, and they're going to be the favorites to win the National League again. They were 9 games better than Atlanta. They're really good. They had a bad series, and certainly he may need a reevaluation. If they fire him, they're nuts. First of all, who are they going to bring in that's better? That remains to be seen, unless maybe they got an inside track on Joe Maddon. I'm done with never say never, but I'm going to say very slim. I think it would be the wrong move, 10%.
At the other end of most embarrassing ways to lose a playoff game is what the Braves did yesterday. 10 runs in one inning, and they had to get 4 outs because essentially, if you're going to give up 10 runs, you might as well play Little League Baseball and let a runner reach base on a drop third strike. From the first couple pitches of the game, this one was over. There are probably dozens of people that walked into the stadium 5 minutes late, saw the score was 7-0, probably wanted to see if they could sneak out to try and return their tickets, hoping nobody noticed they had already went in. The Braves had plenty of playoff struggles in the last decade plus. There were 17 years of winning the division, only one World Series title, and they've lost in every way imaginable until yesterday when they lost in maybe the worst way possible. But which way is the worst way to lose a playoff game in a playoff series? The way the Braves did it, falling behind early and never being in it, or the way the Dodgers did it, which was slowly and painfully with a series of bad decisions and an extra inning grand slam?
You know, it's interesting because I think it's kind of twofold. Do you want to react now and say, I would have not wanted to go through the misery of what LA went through? Or would you have rather have been in the moment with a chance to win it all the way through? You could have won it in the 9th. You know, they could have scored more runs in the first 8 innings. So as easy as it is to say, I wish it were clean and painless, I still would rather be in there. I'd always rather have a shot. So I'd rather lose the way the Dodgers did because there's still alcohol in the world.
Oh, it's always the hope that hurts the most, though. So okay.
I know.
Good for you. In the NFL, the Dolphins told us without telling us that they were going to be tanking, and so far they are 100% on track to achieve their goal of going 0-16. Not only are they going to have an almost lock top 5 pick, they've got the Steelers' first-round pick this year, which is only going to get better as they continue to start the man from Kimberly, Alabama, Devlin Hodges. The Washington football franchise is a toxic, horrible, and probably smelly place that is rotting from the inside out. They're 0-5 and bad in a way that's kind of surprising that many thought, like, they weren't going to be good, but we didn't think they'd be this bad before the year started. Well, both of these teams are playing on Sunday. Mr. Movable Object meets Stoppable Force. Fans are torn on to what to do. This is looking like the lone winnable game of the season, but at the same time, both teams are in the business of not winning for the time being. What a horrible football game, and honestly, it should have been flexed in the prime time. This week's Washington-Miami matchup is blank.
The worst the NFL could put on display right now as we speak, without question.
Okay, that's a very specific word there. Last one here, about a minute to go. My San Jose Sharks are off to a slow start, and, well, it's really a terrible start. They're 0-4 in the four games played, and they haven't even had a lead in any of them. Because of that, some suspensions, young players not necessarily being NHL-ready, a couple other factors. GM Doug Wilson turned to none other than Mr. Shark himself, Patrick Marleau, to return to his beloved teal and black. Patty has the longest Ironman streak going in the NHL, currently at over 780 games, and through his career has played in 1,493 of them. If he plays in the remaining 78 games this year, he'll end the season 32 games short of the all-time games played mark set by Gordie Howe. Now, that's a lot to ask of a 40-year-old to play night in and night out once again, but this streak started in Patty's 30s. He can go two more years, right? What percent chance do you give Patrick Marleau passing Gordie Howe on the all-time games played list?
Wow, that's crazy. I wasn't aware of that. By the way, I have a friend who's a Sharks fan who said, what's their problem? I was like, well, A, it's four games in, and B, they're saving like 87% of their shots, which is like amateurish.
Oh, but Martin Jones is very bad.
Yeah, he's got a goals against 4-5. I mean, I can't even explain to a non-NHL fan how awful that is. But anyway, setting the record, it might be, if this season goes south, be a reason to keep following the team. But anyway, 40 years old, give him about 40-60 against.